There was a big win for Bollywood and creative freedom when the Supreme Court struck down that bizarre ruling by several state governments, six of them, when they had said they will not be going ahead and screening Padmavati, citing law and order concerns. The Supreme Court hearing a petition by the producers of the film Padmavat saying that you cannot curb artistic freedom and creative freedom cannot be guillotined. So very serious words being used by the Supreme Court. However, having said this, some states have decided to appeal against this order, citing law and order concerns that it could lead to some very serious law and order concerns. The Karani Sena, which is the main outfit which has been protesting the release of this film, has even threatened self-immolation, which actually goes by the name Johar, before the film releases, and also threatened to go ahead and launch a nationwide agitation. So the jury is still out on how the state governments will now be handling this matter.
The bane of match fixing has reared its head again, and this time it has tried to bring Indian football in its clutches. A couple of players from the I-League club Minerva Punjab were approached by bookies to fix matches in exchange for rupees 30 lakh in each case. One of the players is Indian, while the other is a foreigner, according to the owner Ranjit Bajaj. The club has reported the matter to the AIFF and the AFC and will also be filing an FIR. Former CBFC chief Pehlaj Nehlani has hailed the Supreme Court decision to lift the ban imposed by Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Haryana on the release of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's period film Padmavat. Describing the Supreme Court's judgment as a historical decision for the film industry, Nehlani told News18.com, "It's completely wrong that some people are trying to ban the film even after it has got clearance from the CBFC. There's a Cinematography Act of 1952 which clearly says that if a film gets a certificate from the CBFC, then it's the job of the state to take care of the law and order situation. And I think Supreme Court has given the judgment according to that." Nehlani further said, "The Supreme Court ruling is an eye-opener for all those organizations that held protest against the film, and that it's the responsibility of the state government to provide full security for a safe release of the film." Microsoft on Wednesday announced that its 2-in-1 detachable Surface Book 2 is coming to all Surface markets, including India. Pre-orders for the 15-inch Surface Book 2 began on Wednesday in countries including Australia, Canada, France, Germany and Britain. Later in the year, 13-inch and 15-inch Surface Book 2 will be rolled out to China, Hong Kong and India, among others, Microsoft wrote in a blog post on Wednesday. Maruti Suzuki has officially opened the bookings of the 2018 Swift for a token price of Rs. 11,000. The new Swift will be launched at the 2018 Auto Expo in February and will be offered in 6 colors, including one new orange paint. This is the first time that the Maruti Swift will be offered with an automatic gearbox. A total of 4 variants, 2 each for petrol and diesel, will get the AGS gearbox, while the rest 4 will come with manual gearbox.